Ever since the 1960s, we've had the ability to search electronically, digitally. And this has caused a problem. How do you know that you have everything? How do you know that you found the right information? Did you find it all? Did you find what's really relevant? We talk about precision and recall. Precision is the fact that you searched and the answers that you received were precise. They were precise in terms of what you were looking at. You found exactly what you needed. And when we talk about precision, we're usually talking about receiving or finding a small number of items. You'll notice when you search Google and you do some broad search that returns millions of items or millions of hits, as they're called. Well, that's not precise. That's not a precise search. A precise search would really find the best terms, the most precise things, the most relevant things. And Google doesn't do that. Google finds some relevant things, usually on the first page, but then many things that aren't relevant. Recall says that we find everything that relates to our search. Precision provides a few items. Recall provides many more items, but still not the number of items that Google or another search engine might provide. Precision and recall are the two things that we struggle with when we're looking for information. We want to find exactly what our user, our member, our patron wants. But we also want to find all of the items that relate to that search, to that query. Ever since the 1960s, as we've learned to search electronically, digitally, we've struggled with precision and recall. In this internet age, we struggle even more with precision and recall. And in fact, we've got used to not having precise results and receiving lots of results that are just not relevant, recalling too much. So one of the things I want you to learn through this class and to start to learn this week is how to get precise results and how to hopefully find everything that's relevant. Now that's hard when you search a database or you search the internet because you can't see it all. When it's on paper, you can see it all. You can look at every piece of paper and know, did you find the most precise information? And did you find everything that's relevant? Again, we can't do that with our databases and with the internet. So it's a struggle. And it's a struggle that you will always have. I don't see the struggle going away. The struggle with our electronic searches, our digital searches, and knowing if we really retrieved the right information. Did we find it all? So that's one of the things that you see underlying the readings for this week, and something that you'll see throughout the semester.